You are listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
This is 1 hour of fun from the show this morning.
Don't worry, you can still catch the entire show on your favorite podcast app.
And you can watch the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba on Blaze TV.
Enjoy the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Seven and a half minutes past the hour, the Rick and Bubba show, and we get ready to roll through another one. For those of you in Sweet Home, Alabama, Buffalo Wild Wings participating locations, another charity charge today. We'll update you on that. As I mentioned before the national anthem, we'll run down the stories from the weekend. We'll take your phone calls and let you kind of talk about some stuff as well. It is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, so a lot of you have today off, federal holiday, and spending time off, and enjoy your day as we remember and honor Martin Luther King Jr. today. Speedy, the real Greg Burgess, Helmsy, Eddie Van Adler, Team Rick and Bubba all here. The kickoff hour's behind us. They've already taken care of that. Sitting over there is the other half of the dynamic duo known as the two sexiest fat men alive. Most of you know him better as the Silver Tongue One, the man with a golden voice, professional lunch eater's man of the year, the inventor of pizza and a cup, Shakespeare's worst nightmare, and the master of the King's English. Ladies and gentlemen, let's put our hands together for Bill Bubba Bussett! Howdy, Bubba.
How about it, Rick Burgess? Friends, neighbors, associates everywhere, welcome into the little party we call Rick and Bubba.
Somebody say.
Think about it all to the ground. Let's dance. Let's shout.
There's M. Jackson's. That snappy little tune, one of those that's on the list of I defy you not to move while the song's playing.
It's hard.
It's not easy to do. So, Bubba, how are you? Welcome back, sir. I hope you had a good weekend.
Rick, we did. Glad to be here. Happy MLK to everybody today. And I know it was a long weekend for a lot of people cleaning up with storm damage and debris. And
yep.
Especially for those that lost life and loved ones over the weekend, but it was a beautiful weekend. It was like I was telling you, it's amazing when you see, you know, a beautiful day like we had yesterday with no breeze blowing and just beautiful clear skies, and you think, wow, just a few days ago, how violent it was. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny you said that. One of my sons and I went hunting yesterday afternoon, and Sherry went down there with us and made us some deer chili, and we had a little time together as family. And there was a time that we were sitting out in the woods, and it's interesting you said that. And young Broderick sent a text. He said, "Dad, is it eerily still to you right now?"
It really was.
He said, "It almost feels eerily still." And I said, "Yeah." I said, "I don't know. I've been in the woods that they were this quiet in a long time."
Yeah.
And so it was. It was kind of a tale of two cities in just a few days.
Yeah, just a few hours. Yeah. It was very much different. We got a lot to cover today. There is a lot out there on the table. Big sporting weekend. We have a lot of news. Well, yeah, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, right. Rick, I expected. I've been telling y'all that this was going to happen for, 14 weeks or so?
Yeah.
So, as I told y'all, I take no pleasure in being a prophet.
Well, it reminded me of this when you were saying all
You know what will happen next year? Same thing.
Yeah. Well, you know who?
You know how many Super Bowls we've had, Rick? 57, counting this year.
Right.
You know how many times the Vikings have been the top team in the NFL?
How many?
Zero. So being a guy, I just have to look at the numbers here.
Well, you know,
the chances and the odds of them winning it next year are practically zero.
You reminded me of Jeremiah the weeping prophet. He took no pleasure in that.
Yeah,
but he was still saying exactly what was going to happen, and it wasn't fun to say it.
I can't deny what I see right in front of me, Rick. Right. I mean, I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be a liar. Too.
There's no pleasure,
no pleasure in it. But it is what it is. And look, we have a game every now and then. We look kind of sharp, and you know, we enjoy that. That's fine.
Yeah,
that's what we do at Minnesota.
Well, the fact that I was nowhere around the games this weekend, your lead analogy
through me, and I was afraid that somebody was pregnant. I couldn't figure out who it was, and I thought, who's still young enough to be pregnant? And it goes, Bubba, just out of nowhere, threw out, the hen is on the nest.
Well, this was one that
had little eggs and I was like, uh-oh, what's going on?
Well, this was when the Giants were ahead by a touchdown in the fourth quarter, and Minnesota looked like they looked like a matador trying to stop them on defense. They were just waving a red cape as they ran by. And I thought, well, they're about to lay an egg here.
Yeah,
here it comes.
There it is, yep.
So that's what the reference was.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I got it now. So it was just, I didn't have a reference point. You know,
right. I know. It kind of came out of the blue.
Right.
I didn't watch the whole game because I didn't want to waste my Sunday. But I did watch a little bit of the fourth quarter, and it was everything I thought it would be.
Can I tell you something funny? You know how sometimes your mind, you just don't work right? And it's like, Rick, if you just had done some just a little bit of critical thinking right here, you'd been all right. So, again, I don't see a whole lot of the NFL, so that but this is inexcusable though. I know enough about it. You know, this is stupid what I did. Okay, so I know that one of the games was the Chargers against the Jaguars. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Yep. So the NFL channel will do something which I consider to be very cruel. Is they'll put a game on with those exact teams playing on the day they're going to play a new game.
Oh, really?
Okay.
So you got to be careful.
So I'm sitting there kicking around on Saturday, and I went, well, look here, I think I will watch a little bit of this. And I was watching it, and all of a sudden I started, my critical side of my mind said, I don't think the playoffs are on the NFL channel, Rick. No way the NFL channel gets the playoffs, and you need to understand that what you're watching cannot be what you think it is. And I just told myself, I said, well, here it is. This is the two teams, isn't it? And then my mom would go, but they don't have playoff games on the NFL channel, Rick. You're not watching the playoffs. This is not it. And so I thought, finally, the reasonable side of me that's logical said, you must stop this.
Yeah.
And I got off of it and then kicked around, and I could see the pregame show of the actual game on the network that was actually carrying it. But for a moment, I thought I was being sharp. I thought, yeah, I'm going to watch a little bit of this.
Yeah.
And, of course, I was watching the first time they played each other in the regular season.
Oh, great. I wish you'd have thought that was the final result.
I thought to myself, man, look here. And you know what? It was actually the opposite because in the first time they played, I'm talking about first week of the season or something like that, the Jags were up. Well, in the real game, the Chargers were up. Uh-huh. Okay, so I don't know how that ended because I didn't watch
it. Oh, the Jaguars came back and won.
Okay. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
But it was
so
down
27-0.
But you know how you
start saying they were way down, wasn't it?
But you know how your mind goes, Rick. They don't have playoff games on the NFL channel. Well, right. It's the right teams,
right?
You know, yeah. But they just can't be it. They don't do that. Well, maybe they're putting it on here too.
No.
Whoever bought this is not going to share with the NFL channel. So 15 minutes past, we'll be back. More Rick and Bubba coming up right after this.
Rick and Bubba. Rick and Bubba.
National championship. If you're listening to the kickoff hour, I know they mentioned this as well. But the celebration, the parade, and all that for Georgia's national championship, unfortunately, the weekend ended on a somber note.
Yeah, they had a player and a recruiting coordinator that was killed in a car crash early Sunday morning. Devin Willock, a recruiter, who is a member of the Georgia football team, he's a redshirt sophomore, and Chandler LaCroix, who was a recruiting coordinator, apparently were killed when their vehicle left the road. There were two other people in the vehicle, a 21-year-old male passenger that sustained minor injuries and a 26-year-old female passenger who sustained serious injuries in that. So, you know, somber note there for a very joyous weekend for the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah, and when you look at the details involving the crash, you have, middle of the night, but unfortunately, the way the automobile, it sounded like somebody, whoever's driving, fell asleep because it doesn't appear that anybody was tapping the brakes and it was careening at a high, at normal speed or a high rate of speed, however fast the car was going. What I mean, it doesn't look like there was an attempt to brake.
Right.
And that's when you have a lot of devastation. So it sounds like whomever was driving fell asleep is what it sounds like. And that's speculation. But I'm just saying, based on what it looks like here, we'll see. But it's a sad note, no matter what happened.
Yeah, they were driving a 2021 Ford Expedition. It left the road in the outside lane and struck two power poles and several trees. And I saw a picture a minute ago on one of the news stories about the power pole. It looked like it was broke totally in half.
Terrible, so, terrible, terrible. So there you go. That's there. And then you were telling me, you know, I didn't know this, but getting an update and watching some headlines, it's apparent that Alabama is having a very good year in basketball, and they have a very, very strong basketball team this year. But you were telling me there was some weird something going on with some of that too?
Yeah, Darius Miles, who's a forward on the basketball team, has been charged with capital murder in connection with an early morning shooting near the campus that killed a 23-year-old woman, according to published reports. Miles was booked into the Tuscaloosa County Jail around 6:45 p.m. Sunday, an official with the jail told ESPN.
So apparently, and y'all told me he's injured. Is that right? Or is
I don't think he is actively playing this year. I think he's has an ankle injury or something, but has been an active player in the past.
And so he's being charged with murder.
Yeah, capital murder.
Wow.
Had to do with a drive-by shooting, and there apparently some shots were fired on the strip, and then some shots were return fire, and that's kind of how it all played out.
Wow.
I think there's some video out there of it, too, from security cameras.
Yeah. So Adler's showing you some of that with him being arrested, too. So that's two somber notes out of the sports world over the weekend. You know, you were talking about, and I want to ask you guys a question on etiquette in traffic on this note, and the reason why it prompted me is on one side of the interstate, there was a horrible crash. So nothing, you understand that. But over on the other side, I happened to be on the side that was going the other way. I was going north. The crash was going south. So we were going along, and that's why it reminded me of it. And give me what your feedback on this. So I can obviously see we start approaching one of the communities, and it was about 7:30 at night, and I guess they had decided on a Sunday night around that time that they would do some road construction. This was construction where you had not a wreck.
Yeah.
And so they have the big truck with the big neon arrows get over in the left.
Mm-hmm.
This all single file to the left lane. Okay. So, I mean, and it's very big, so I can see it at a pretty good distance.
Yeah.
So I ease over. And we get in there, and I'm like, well, you know, this is construction, so we will get to the other side of this. The people that were going south, I saw it was a multi-car crash. I hope nobody was hurt. Ambulances were taking some people, but maybe that was just injuries that were minor, I hope, or whatever. But they weren't going anywhere anytime soon because multiple cars are in the middle of the highway that have to be moved, and they shut the whole thing down. So I tell Sherry, I said, well, on this side, this is obviously construction. We're going to slow down, but we're going to get past the construction, and we'll be back open again. So then it happened, and this is where I want to ask you the etiquette, what your mindset is on this. So way back behind, you see people that there's nothing – it's the only thing is they're frustrated. I understand that. And they jump out in that right lane, but there's the giant aero truck saying everybody get in single. And it's so big, you're not surprised by it. You see it.
Yeah.
At a great distance, okay?
And it's got the crash pad on the back of it.
Which is why they do that.
Why
they do that, so you can see it at a great distance, and it keeps a bottleneck from happening.
Yep.
But then you got the bottleneck people that all they're trying to do is get up further in the line and force their way in.
Yeah,
and
cut over, yep.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, I want to walk through this for those you don't know. There's justification, and that is only God can justify us, okay? But then there's sanctification. And that is our spiritual maturation as we grow. And then one day, the end of this flesh will happen, and we will be in glorification, okay? And that's when we don't struggle anymore. But right here in this sanctification, we got a battle going on, you know?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's between the spirit and the flesh because we've been justified, so our spirit's now alive. And as C.S. Lewis said, now the flesh begins to fight for its life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so anyway, I don't know if this was spiritual or flesh, and this is what I'm asking you. I won't let them in.
I won't either.
I cut them off.
I'm like you.
And I think to myself, because now I will let somebody in who's found themselves in duress.
Yeah.
As
we're all.
But when somebody defiantly.
Past everybody.
Just jumps out of the line and thinks they're going to blow past everybody and then force us to let them in before the truck. that's clearly telling us all to get in single file line, I cut them off. I won't let them in.
I don't either.
A lot of these haulers will get in the middle to where people can't do that.
Well, Sherry, what are they doing? What is their intention? Are they just trying to race for a better spot? Are they trying to get around maybe a big truck? Or are they hung out on the right to begin with?
No. They're trying to get all the way out front.
Now, the last one I can tell you no.
Right.
They get out of the line, and I will tell you this.
So they intentionally go back into the closed lane to upgrade their position.
And what they're trying to do, I'll tell you what they're trying to do, once you get past this arrow seat, it's going to open up.
Yeah.
They want to fly up to the arrow, be let in, and get past quicker.
Without having to wait.
You know, there might be one person who's got an emergency. I don't have a problem with that. But then multiples start trying it. And to your point, Speedy, I noticed that cars started putting half their vehicle in the other lane to keep them from doing it because it was bottlenecking.
Yeah, that's what creates the bottleneck.
And so, but here was what my problem was. Sherry wanted me to do that in Big Lift. She said, get over there and block them. and I said, but baby, if some of these idiots come flying around, they may ram us.
Yeah.
You know, but I will tell you, I didn't know, am I wrong to cut them, to refuse to let them in? Mm-hmm. Is that a mistake on my part?
Is that lack of growth?
No, do not let them in.
Yeah,
right.
You're not. Nobody's getting in front of me. I'll tell you that right now.
Right. Yeah. Is that bad?
I don't think I would block the lane, but I'm not going to go out of my way to let them in unless they have got hung out there in duress.
Hi, it's Jason Whitlock. Have you secured your spot for Roll Call 2.0, my annual men's summit in Nashville, Tennessee? Are you looking for an opportunity to fellowship with other believers, to come together across the identity lines the left have drawn to divide us? Join me, country music star John Rich, and Blaze founder Glenn Beck in Nashville on Saturday, June 1st for Roll Call 2.0. We're going to listen to great music, eat fantastic barbecue, and hear inspiring speeches from myself, Glenn Beck, North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, Pastor E.W. Jackson, and many more. Let's quit letting the satanic left sift us like wheat. Let's come together as men and talk about the sacrifices we must make to restore the unity and shared values that made our country the envy of the world. Visit fearlessarmyrollcall.com to secure your spot.
Yeah, no, that's different.
Yeah, if they're racing to the line to get a better position at the restart, then that's another.
Because what they're saying, not the ones that find themselves, oh, I didn't see that. There's no way you didn't see. You know what I'm talking about? The big giant arrows.
There's an area where you're merging, but it's not that close. Right.
Oh no. So
I mean, unless you're texting, you don't see it.
Because listen, here's what they're saying.
What you should.
They're saying that you're having to wait, but I shouldn't.
I should
be able to get through this quicker than you. And I don't know how they've decided they get to get through quicker than the rest of us. I mean, what are they declaring themselves? More important than us?
Yes. Or,
pretty much.
You know, or I'm not.
They're taking a risk if they can get back in.
I think, and I'll tell y'all another thing when I come back that's going to own y'all that I'm teaching me. See, I think it's our job to teach them this is not the way to go.
Mm. Yes.
Because they're not in duress. Mm. There's not anything like that. Because
their daddy didn't teach them better.
Somebody didn't teach you that you shouldn't do people this way, and I'm going to teach you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you who's strongly committed to it. It's co-pilot.
Oh, I bet.
Don't leave any space. Push up.
Right.
Yeah. And because that's mama gets the switch out. These people need to be taught.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's what? It just, you're really just stay in line. We're good. If we get past the arrows, we're opening up.
Yeah. It's so rude.
Yeah. Get in line. You'd be amazed how quick we get through this.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. We're gonna be all right. So, Bubba, we were talking about. You said that's just called zipper merging.
We're getting emails on traffic that someone says that's what it's referred to, zipper merging.
There's things we do to try to teach others, and that one can be a little dicey because sometimes you may not be in the perfect position and maybe it's not your call to teach others. But there's one thing that we cannot argue with, and that is teaching ourselves. And I've done something that I realize that I may need to stop. Because I didn't really think through some potential damage to myself. So, you know, Greg was the first one I ever heard on the off the air, and I think we told it on the air too, and I call it Teaching John. And that's the guy that you used to work with, Greg, or somebody worked with, that forgot his lunch.
Yeah. And so people tried to give him some of theirs, and he said he wanted to teach John. And, yeah, that story was passed down to me.
Yeah, yeah.
We've all had a version of that. Yeah, remember, yeah. I wouldn't eat after tennis matches if I lost. Yeah.
To punish yourself.
Yeah, to punish myself. I learned it from Ryan Green.
Yeah, I'm teaching Bubba.
And they're saying zipper merging is what you should do to make it work. Them cutting off is just, I don't know what that's called. Okay. But
it's rude. It's rude and bad. We should zipper merge, and these people won't do it.
That's what they're saying. Okay. I think.
Okay, all right. So, Adam, what'd you say?
There it is right there. They're saying that what we are saying is less efficient. If you merge early and form one big long line, you merging early, they're saying that's wrong. They're saying all the people rushing to the front of the line are doing it right because that's called, quote, zipper merging, and they're saying that that's the most efficient way to do it. But I'm going to say, yeah, I've heard this before, and we've actually, I think, talked about this before a way, way long time ago, but people can't pull this off.
No, they can't do that.
Human beings can't pull this off. So, no, zipper merging is not more efficient, everyone.
Well, it is if you're not in a hurry. If you're just slowly letting, you don't have to let that front car do all the letting in. Let it stagger out as you go, and it's more. I deal with this in one particular place every single day now. And when I didn't know that the lane was going to end,
right?
And I was the guy that rushed up, nobody would let me in.
Yeah.
Okay, but now I've learned, and so I'm just kind of creeping, and nobody's stopping behind me. Everybody's creeping, and as cars let in, the zipper merge.
Yeah,
we never get to that point unless you don't know. And so I've gotten a little frustrated with people too, and I've said, "Hey, Helms, you were this guy like 3 weeks ago,
right?
So don't
well, if you
don't
get
mad
it,
now.
I didn't do it."
Well, let me raise my hand. I agree that this would work, but back to Adler's thing, people won't do it. But here's the problem:
right.
Maybe there needs to be some education because everybody thinks that big neon arrows. There's three of them that they're telling everybody to get over.
Yeah, go
now,
ahead.
Now they're telling everybody to zip or merge. Then maybe we all know it, but that's not what it looks like.
It looks
telling
like you,
to do. You
ought to start merging when you can see the sign.
The arrow's telling everybody to get
but
over.
This would work if everybody would do
it. It would if everybody would do it. I agree with that.
But they won't.
But nobody, in both lanes, don't know how to do it.
Well, here's
the people that are trying to be the zippers, they blaze up and try to cut in front of people.
Yes. Yep.
Nobody in here is doing it right.
Yeah.
We do not have the ability to zipper merge.
No.
Here is the thing. You zipper merge way back.
Yeah.
That's it.
Correct.
That's the key.
And if you wait till you get up to the sign, then you got people at a dead stop.
All over the
merge.
You're all
me,
over it.
This little pinch point right here, you can't tell me that's better than people way back working together.
That's it.
Being
that's
sensible.
The key. That's
and
the
also,
key.
Don't forget, the arrows are very confusing.
Yeah.
The arrows are not saying zipper merge.
See, where
they're saying get over.
Where I deal with it, there's not even any. It just says the lane's ending.
You might
whatever.
Can do a zipper merge there.
And it works. Yeah. Well, unless you're like me that day and kind of trying to get in front of everybody.
We've all done it.
Slowed it down.
That's back to teaching
stop.
Us.
Wasn't reading the signs.
Which leads to what I'm talking about. If I'm the person who does it, I don't want anybody to let me in, so I learn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
but I have found too. Even in my mistakes, there's some kind people out there that have gone, hey, idiot, I'm going to let you in even though you did that.
And that was my dilemma. Which one should I be?
Yeah.
Right. Because if we were able to go 1-1-1-1-1 and everybody's spacing out, it works. But that doesn't.
But back,
that's not happening.
Back to my concern on teaching me. I really don't like Rick when it comes to sunglasses. Now, the problem is I wear progressives now. Are better known as bifocals. This is a bunch of baby boomers that want to go to progression because they think it doesn't sound as old. Mm-hmm. They're bifocals, okay? And I have them, and I wear them all the time, but they do not tint, and I also have a strong aversion to bright sunlight. My eyes are very sensitive to that. So I wear sunglasses when there's bright sun, and I must have them. There's no I wish I had them. Mm-hmm. I must have them.
Okay.
But the problem is, as y'all know, Rick can be a little rough on things. Okay.
And sometimes can't keep up with
it. Can't keep up. So when I'm taking glasses on and off and I'm swapping glasses, I literally would live my life sometimes with sunglasses on and my glasses in my pocket and changing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because I never found the combination that really works. Well, I keep messing up sunglasses, some good sunglasses, and I'm very frustrated with myself. So I dropped for what I considered these very nice sunglasses for what I considered to be the last time and I cracked them. I've been forcing myself to wear them cracked. teaching myself.
Okay.
But here's the problem. I think I'm going cross-eyed.
Oh, no.
Because of the crack?
Yeah, because I keep
going. Believe so you told
why
you
don't, should I stop doing it?
Yeah.
Why don't you get a set of glasses that will automatically tint?
No, I tried that. None of those work. Then they don't work right. You walk into a room, they won't untint.
You got to get good ones. Right. It'll do that. They do them pretty quick.
Yeah. You got to be careful for that, for real. I was in a point in high school when I was having trouble with my contacts, so I was only wearing one contact lens, and my bad eye, your brain starts to ignore it, and it will not use it, and it started going in. I was walking around. High school. Hey guys, how's it going?
No.
I didn't know it. I was walking around cross-eyed.
It's happening to me. I'm trying to teach myself.
And Aaron still thought you were hot.
She felt sorry. Charity. It's a charity case.
Abner, I thought the crack would remind me to stop being stupid, but I think it's making me cross-eyed. Should I stop?
Yes.
Look at me. Let me see.
Am I okay?
Rick and Bubba. Rick and Bubba.
Well, here we go. Trying to figure out misinformation, good information, bad information, accurate, not accurate. What in the world is going on? I know where I've kind of landed in my own life, but the headlines continue to be confusing, involving COVID and all the variants and the vaccines and the treatments and the pandemic and 2020 that drug on, and some people, even our government, they'll act like it's over, and then they'll say it's back. I don't even know what to say. I'm so confused by the whole thing. I mean, I know where I've landed, but Bubba, today when you told me the headlines that Speedy has laid out for us today, it just gets more and more confusing.
Well, we got several stories dealing with COVID today.
Mm-hmm.
Omicron variant XBB-1 Dash five.
When did we go to these names now?
Possibly more likely to infect those who are vaccinated, says the headline.
All right, so, and it says officials say. Now, who are these officials?
New York City health officials are warning residents that the infectious Omicron subvariant XBB.1.5 may be more likely to infect people who have already been vaccinated or infected with COVID-19.
What? So the only people they say are in pretty good shape is if you've never had it or never been vaccinated?
Well, I thought
what is that, four people?
I thought it was so contagious that everybody has had it.
Who else?
Hunter hasn't had it.
Lisa, Cherry, Lisa. Honey, Hunter, Lisa. Okay.
Knock on wood, something.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Knock on your head.
So I don't get this. The department added that getting vaccinated against the virus, including receiving updated booster shots, remain the best way to protect yourself from hospitalization and death.
Now, somebody help me with that.
Including the new variants. I don't know. Is it me or am I? I feel like I'm chasing my tail here in this.
Yes. How are we supposed to follow this?
Yeah.
Hey, if you get vaccinated and boosted, you're going to have a better chance to catch this, but get vaccinated and boosted because that's your best shot.
What?
What if I just don't get it at all? What about that?
And I love the fact they keep saying that this new variant is even more transmissible.
Oh, all of them, yeah.
How can it be any more transmissible? If you go 300 miles and somebody coughs, you get it already. Right. I mean, good night. I mean, how in the world can it be any worse?
Yeah.
All right, Rick, here are a couple of other stories, too, dealing with this.
Good night.
CNN. Okay, not Fox News.
Okay.
Not Newsmax. This is CNN. Mm-hmm. Medical analyst and Washington Post columnist Leanne Wen, W-E-N, admitted in a column Friday that the medical community is overcounting the amount of COVID deaths and hospitalizations.
You remember when you weren't allowed to point to that?
Said that she was providing her observations on the pandemic, masking, and other things. She does that for the Washington Post. She cited sources claiming that most patients diagnosed with COVID are actually in the hospital for something else.
Remember when we were saying that early on and nobody would allow you to say it?
Oh, you'd get taken right off.
Yeah. And you thought to yourself, I'm not sure how the guy getting run over by the tractor, the fact that he tested positive.
Yeah.
I think the tractor probably killed him.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's
odd. But so they're admitting that, as the headline says, a little late for that. So they are admitting that they were running the numbers up by if someone had COVID
and died of something else, they'd counted as
COVID. Or if they were in the hospital, say, for knee surgery.
We've been hearing
and they
this.
Had COVID, they became a COVID patient.
Right, yeah, right.
In, but in you the were there for knee surgery.
But deaths, too. They said they did deaths and hospitalizations.
Well, we know that. We talked to doctors.
Years ago, they've been saying that.
But you weren't allowed to say it.
No, that saw firsthand people who had car wrecks. They wrapped their truck around a pine tree.
Misinformation.
And they happened to test them for COVID, and they come back positive. Well, they died of COVID. Well, no, they died from a quick stop.
And why were those numbers exaggerated? And why were those numbers exaggerated? To
money.
Move us toward those vaccines. And,
money.
Yeah,
money.
And how many quotes? There's so many that we could do two full shows of nothing but quotes of people saying, the vaccine is the solution. Those of you that don't get it, you're the ones that keep this going. Because if everybody would just get vaccinated, this would all be over. And of course, that has been completely untrue.
Well, we have two other stories today on the same topic. The CDC and FDA says they're investigating possible link between Pfizer's COVID booster and strokes in seniors over age 65.
There we go.
But officials have no concerns at this time.
Well, they hadn't had concerns the entire time we've been in this when we start pointing to some of this.
Well, they're saying that they have received a safety signal, in quotations.
Signal. A signal.
And have been identified and is investigating if the Pfizer vaccine creates an increased risk of stroke in people 65 and over. But they're saying there's no proof yet, but they're saying they had a signal.
A signal.
So they're investigating it.
So what you're saying is I see some smoke, but I'm not going to call fire just yet.
Right.
I just see smoke.
Science just left the building.
Yes, Bubba, because it got politicized. And now let me say something to everybody.
Here's the other problem, Rick. Science takes time. You can't have overnight studies of double-blind to have the answer for things, and people were not willing to wait. They were demanding out of their politicians that they do something, and they didn't know what to do. So that's all they could do.
And I will say, and I'm glad you said that, because I think it ties into this side, too. Now let me tell all of you out there that won't to blow the whistle on the vaccines, on some of the treatments, on some of the misinformation. Now, y'all gonna have to get your act together too, because I've caught a lot of y'all exaggerating too. Don't become a version of what you're trying to bring light to.
Prevent. No.
You're throwing stuff up there on social media that is not what you're saying it is, and that's gonna hurt your credibility.
Yeah.
So, like
you
Bubba
got extremes
just said,
on both sides.
Just like science takes time, as you're seeing the things that you want people to know, they're slowly but surely coming out. And it's human nature. You want to rush it and find more really, really, I mean, intriguing examples of, see that right there? And you're starting to tie stuff to vaccine side effects that really aren't tied to it.
Yeah.
And so you're becoming a version of the very thing you're trying to combat. So get your act together. You got to have your facts right, too, and you don't exaggerate either.
Because you're getting what you talked about earlier when somebody would die of something else and, they had COVID, they died of it. Now you're getting people dying of stuff. Well, he got vaccinated. That's why.
That's right. And see, that's where you're going to mess up.
Yeah.
You're just becoming a version of the thing you're trying to shed light on. It's like we say in politics. If you're someone who's on the right, don't become the right version of the left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you're on the left, don't become the left version of the right.
Yeah.
Be distinct in the way you see the world. And the very things you say about something that you're trying to point to, if you start doing the same things you're accusing them of doing, then no one knows what to believe.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, we get it. You're mad about lockdowns and vaccine mandates. We get it.
And I agree with you.
We understand it. Yeah, agree with you on that. But, it's you know, like you said, be careful with that share button.
Yeah when somebody falls down and passes out due to a dehydration, and you say they got the vaccine, that's what caused it. Well, see, now you're just doing what the others are doing.
Yeah.
The bottom line is, yes, we had misinformation. Yes, some of what we were told was not correct. Yes, there are risks that we were told weren't there. But again, don't exaggerate on that end either. Because
let's get to the true science in this, and then you can make an informed decision.
Yeah, then you lose credibility. Nobody listens to when you start crying wolf either. Yeah.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
It's 8 minutes now to the top of the hour, the Rick and Bubba Show, 866 We Be Big is the number. So our next segment, we've entitled it, Drummers Don't Cry. Our very own Chris Eddie Van Adler, of course, his dad, Michael Adler, and his mother and Michael's wife, Linda, they have been, they were with the group, Super Group Truth. They have been. How long has your dad been a worship pastor total? I mean, it has been 30. Probably more than that. I mean, it's,
40 years. He's in the 40s for sure. It's been my entire life, and I'm 37. When Luke was being born, my brother, who's 2 years older than me,
right?
My dad was actually leading worship in a church on a Sunday morning, got the word, and ran down the aisle and just left in the middle of the service.
Oh. Wow.
With this robe, like, flying behind. This is back when everybody wore robes.
Yeah.
And so my dad's been doing
like
it.
Like a cape?
Right. He just ran out. Somebody was like, hey, it's happening. And he just left in the middle of the service. And my dad has been at it our entire lives.
Wow. He is... There's others, but he is one of the best I have ever seen and been around. I've been around a lot. He's also mentored a lot that are trying to follow in his footsteps. He does a great job of going around helping other. As far as putting together worship and combining the classic hymns with the modern hymns and the way it's presented and the way it's done, and, of course, the audience is familiar with him because they've been on the show so many times. I don't think there's anybody better than your dad at what he does. And so
there's no better hair out there.
No,
for sure.
No one can even throw one stone at that. Yeah. And if you did, it'd bounce off his hair. but I know you and I had, you had gotten the word and you'd let me in on it. And then your dad had actually told us, because Sherry and I are also dear friends with Michael and Linda Adler and love them so much. And so, as a matter of fact, they were the first couple to get to Sherry, 15 years ago this week. We've been together through a lot of stuff, good, bad, everything. But so he let us know that he was going to announce his retirement Sunday.
Yes.
And you told me you would be playing the drums, and I looked at you and I said, "Drummers don't cry." So how did that go?
So yes, my dad has been the music pastor at Shays Mountain Baptist Church for 22 years.
Wow.
I was a freshman in high school when we moved. My older brother was a junior, and Jake and Brady were like 3 and 4.
Wow.
Brady is finishing up his master's at Southern Seminary. Jake is a worship leader in Des Moines, Iowa. I am who I am, and Luke is who he is.
Right.
Too.
Yeah. Right. So. Better known as the two disappointments.
All right. We call that the practice round. And then you had the real deal. Good round there. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. But so it was wild. Luckily, I knew it was coming. So I had a little bit of time to, I've actually played a couple times with my dad since I knew the date. 18 months ago, Pastor Danny, he retired. He was the pastor before,
right?
With my dad for all those years. He hired my dad, and Pastor Danny Wood retired 18 months ago. And my parents my dad and my mom had been kind of talking in that time period, but they knew that since Pastor Danny was leaving, they needed to stand kind of in the gap. So they actually kind of extended what they were planning on doing. So they stuck around for 18 more months, and my dad feels like it is now time to go ahead and move on. But, man, it was rough city. After a couple of the because we had two services yesterday, so my dad had to announce it, like, at the end of both services.
Oh, my.
And after a couple of the services, a couple people like came up to him like crying and stuff.
Oh my! Drummers do not cry.
Which is so sweet.
Did you cry?
No. I did not cry.
Did you play with emotion?
I did. I played with a whole lot of emotion.
How about when we had him in studio here? I had no idea it was going to be his last.
I know that's true. Think about that.
Well, I mean, he could still come. You guys don't. I mean, he doesn't have to retire from that.
He'll
still play music.
Which setup on the kit took the most pounding with your emotion? The floor tom. Snare.
I broke two sticks during practice.
Okay.
Heel toe, heel toe.
Right.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here's,
I bet it was emotional though.
It was emotional. This is the song "Build My Life." If you guys want to hear that, that's from Sunday.
You're not going to make us cry.
Yeah, I will cry too.
When your dad literally has built his life around ministry, it was a tough one to. So, yeah.
Oh, no, don't. Oh, I know. Don't do this.
There he is. There's my dad. Oh, gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
Why are you doing this? Say, don't cry, Adler.
That's our boy right there.
Do not cry.
Drummers, don't cry, Adler. Wow. That's,
drummers, don't cry.
Right.
Drummers, don't cry.
I bet it was super emotional, but I bet the appreciation that poured out on him yesterday, and he's going to stay and wrap it up, March 5th, is that right?
Yes, so we've got a couple months. I got a couple more sessions to rock and roll, play with my dad, and every single time I get to do it, it's an honor, and knowing that this was going to come to an end, sometimes you appreciate something even more, and so he's just been, it's just a legacy of faith and serving God that I'm just so happy to have been able to witness.
Amen.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
So, Bubba, you ready for Biden garage gate?
You know, Rick, over the weekend, we just keep finding more and more classified documents. I mean, I'll be honest with you, it's beginning to look a little strange now. Like somebody's out to get him. And I really think it's the Democrats.
I do, too. I'm now agreeing.
It's just the way it's trickling out so it can't get out of the news is really amazing.
Well, and also, don't look at this.
Where's the FBI raid?
I was talking with someone before. If you really look at this, don't miss the Democratic strategy here if it's them doing it. And I'm starting to think it is because it keeps getting worse and worse for Biden. But look at this. It's actually a double play. So they get Biden out because he's not a viable candidate going forward.
And they get to prosecute Trump.
Bingo.
Right.
Yep, that's what I was getting to. Uh-huh. And
they have decided they can get rid of both, and they're all right with that because they don't like their guy.
They now say, we got Biden, so if we got Biden, we have to get Trump for the same thing.
Right.
You
could sell me on that conspiracy, by the way.
Yeah, and the right falls into the trap by running in saying, y'all are being hypocrites by not treating him the way you're treating Trump, and they're going to turn around and catch you in the trap and say, okay, we'll treat them both the same. They're both out.
Yeah.
So, and that, because they don't want Biden anyway. Mm-mm. So I'm starting to think that's the play. Could be wrong, but it's, like you said, sure does make a lot of sense.
So let's just play crazy scenarios, okay? And we're talking crazy here. Yep. Both of them are out. You have DeSantis versus Davis. Isn't that his name from California? What's the governor's name?
Newsom.
Newsom.
Yeah.
Yeah, Davis was the old guy. Newsom. Yeah. Newsom and DeSantis. That's a much more appealing matchup, I would think, for both sides.
Right.
Don't you?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it makes all the sense in the world. I'm not saying that I've been given some information, but I can watch this and go, that's logical.
Yeah. It just seems strange at this point. I mean—
Yeah, so Ducey.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. More documents.
Oh, yeah. So
how did these end up in your toolbox?
And then when you think about the double play, it really makes a lot of sense. So Peter Ducey is going to grill Jean-Pierre on what is now being named Garage Gate. and he wants to know, is there any kind of log that would tell us who visits there? Because these documents would be in full view of these people. So here's the interaction.
Thank you, Corrine. Another one on GarageGate. What is the White House trying to hide?
Nothing.
Someone gave the president a statement to read on Tuesday that was incomplete at best, misleading at worst. Who?
So I have read out the president's statement. I have read it out yesterday and what he said. He said that he respects or he takes classified information and documents very seriously. That's what he said. He said that he did not know that the records were there. He does not know what's in them. He said that. You heard from him directly on this. And his team has been cooperating fully, fully. And not only that, again, I'll say this, the Attorney General said this himself, that he heard from the team shortly after. So we have laid out laid out what has occurred here. You've heard from the White House counsel. I just read the statement from his lawyer. And again, we take this very seriously, and the president does as well.
When will the White House release a log of visitors to the Wilmington House?
Peter, never. You've asked this question, or as your colleagues have asked this question before. Let's not forget what we did here in this White House. We instituted something that the last administration got rid of, which is putting out the White House, making sure that there was a White House log, extensive White House log, so the American people got to see.
House where again, there is potentially again, unsecured, well, classified material.
Again, I am telling you, we did something that the last administration got rid of, which is instituting the White House log.
Don't care about the White House.
Did you ask the last administration why they got rid of the White House logs? Okay, let's go. Let's go. Well, did Fox did? Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
We have the records from the Delaware residents.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was calling the gentleman who wanted to ask a question that was not related to this. Go ahead.
I know I'm a little behind the news cycle here, but I want to go back to the other
day. Now and he goes into some data thing. Data security.
Okay. All right. So we got to.
That's so good.
We got to break and we got to come back. But we do have another reporter that is going to take issue with her saying they've been transparent, and
yeah,
you'll have that. And then we get into Biden's, I'm so sorry, when he goes out and tries to present himself as a civil rights activist. We've got that coming up, too, since it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So we'll hit those as our Biden update continues. 866-WE-BE-BIG is our number. We'll get to more of your phone calls before the show is done as well. Everything you need to know about the Rick and Bubba Show can be found at rickandbubba.com.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Continuing with Biden. So next, Karine Jean-Pierre, am I saying her name's in
Filet
the right
boom boom.
Am I saying in the right order? She just wants everybody to know how transparent they are.
Yeah.
I mean, they're transparent. They're very transparent.
I love she called on the guy, and gosh, and he was asking a question that down the same line, so yes, she changed and went to somebody else.
No, I didn't mean him.
Yeah. So here we go. We now have a reporter that is going to question how you can use the word transparent. Sure. All right, here we go.
How can you say this was transparent when you've sat on this information for more than 2 months?
Thank you, Green.
Good question. Yeah. No one who sits on information for 2 months because of midterm elections could ever be called transparent.
No. Transparent, easy to say, hard to do.
Yeah. Transparent means that we got this information and we're taking it public immediately.
Yeah.
They did not do that. Now they've decided to do it. Now, I think, because this is the time they want to do it. So anyway, but we'll see. So now we get into, I must warn all of you that like Speedy that are cringe sensitive. That now this is when Joe Biden is once again going to claim to us that he was a civil rights activist. By the way, this is not something that somebody has a different opinion on. Every time he starts this narrative, it has been debunked as an all-out lie.
Yeah.
Okay? And so and he just keeps going back to it.
And, yeah, Adler, I sent you an email with a picture of him holding his hands up with Robert Byrd, famous KKK leader.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Democrats, they just never knew what to do with Robert Byrd. It's like
Hillary and Bill praised him too.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
Well, I tell you what, you're right. I stand corrected. They did. Apparently, they praised him, but just he just got some pass that Well, the Democratic Party has conveniently given themselves a pass
for their, right. So
for their behavior during the civil rights movement.
It's no problem to give somebody else a pass too.
No. If I'm in charge of who gets a pass, I'll give myself one.
Yeah, sure. I'm first in line, as a matter of fact, Rick.
That's why I can't listen to me. all right, so he's at Ebenezer Baptist Church. I'm sorry, Speedy. It's only 9 seconds. You'll be fine. So here he is. Now, I do have another one on 2B that's going to be difficult as well. But let's go ahead. Here comes Joe Biden, who locked arms with Martin Luther King Jr. as a civil rights activist. Here we go.
I have two political heroes my entire life. When I started off as a 22-year-old kid in the East Side in the Civil Rights Movement.
What? That's not true.
It's not accurate.
That's not accurate. He was not a 22-year-old civil rights activist. That's just not true. And now he can
now,
say
this when he was dealing with popcorn. Yeah. Or is this later?
Corn pop. He loves to tell us that he was the only
corn pop. Yeah. Corn pop. Popcorn. Whoever it was.
He's the one. I don't know what this weird story he gets on. He thinks somehow that he has fought for the plight of black people because he was a lifeguard with black people one time.
Yeah, it's does he keep doing that?
I was the only white lifeguard something. I don't know what he's talking about.
Adler, do you have the picture I sent you? This is him out campaigning once upon a time during his illustrious almost 50-year dealing of public service, him and Robert Byrd together. So you can't hide from the fact
you're talking about the Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux Klan?
KKK leader Robert Byrd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there's Manchin in the background him? Too, yeah. Yeah.
So here's the issue with this. If I was a civil rights activist and at the age of 22, there's nowhere in my political career I go anywhere near Robert Byrd.
No.
So here he is, way past 22.
Yeah.
Okay. Locking arms with
hand
Robert Byrd.
Hand in hand.
Right. Yeah. People have done research to find out, was Joe Biden a civil rights activist when he was 22, and he just wasn't. I'm not saying he was a racist. I'm not saying that he was against. I'm just saying he wasn't. He was not as involved as he wants us to think he is or was.
Well, I don't know if he's forgotten or what, but he himself said, "I wasn't marching. I wasn't anywhere. I wasn't in Selma."
Correct.
Those are his own words. Also, I don't understand why everybody behind him in the choir loft are wearing masks, but the people that are sitting on stage are not.
Don't get me started,
including
on this.
Biden.
Don't get me started on the inconsistency and the absurdity of masks.
What's happening?
If you want to wear one, wear one. Yeah. Have a nice day.
Yeah. Give us some kind of narrative we can watch that makes some sense, though. Wear it correctly. Anyway. All right. So now we get into he's going to fumble somebody's name up, Adler. Is that right?
Yeah. The new Supreme Court Justice, Ketanji Brown Jackson, but he says something else. It's not good.
The one he submitted.
Those are the words of Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Drown.
Our Supreme Court Justice.
Look at her head.
Those are the words of Ketanji Drown Jackson, our Supreme Court Justice.
He had to say our Supreme Court Justice because people didn't know who he was talking about.
Jackson, our Supreme Court Justice.
Picture him.
Those are the words of Ketanji Drown Jackson.
To the right.
Closing his eyes.
Our Supreme Court Justice.
Right. All right, wait a minute. Picture him on a pogo stick when he tries to say her name. Picture him on a pogo stick.
Yeah, right. Okay.
It's like somebody came up and pinched him from behind.
Those are the words of Ketanji Drown Jackson.
Ketanji Drown.
Do it one more time.
Those are the words of Ketanji Drown Jackson.
Drown Jackson. Golly. He just throws words. That lady sitting beside him.
She just started shaking his hand like, hey, come on.
She couldn't even control it.
You can't do no better than that.
President, please.
Just stop.
All right, so.
Pogo stick.
Y'all want it one more time?
Yes.
Y'all want it one more time?
Yes, I do.
Well, what a moving speech.
I'm sorry, Adler. You were moving to the next one. I just said, we're like little children. One more time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I found the clip of him talking about Selma.
Well, do that. Go ahead. I'm over asking. Go ahead.
Here's Ka-chan, ka-chan.
Those are the words of Ketanji Drown Jackson.
Poor lady right there. She can't control her head.
You know what she's saying? President, please.
Stop.
All right, here he is.
Bless him, Lord.
This is him.
Here he is, Bubba. Now listen to this and think about what he just said earlier, sort of.
During the 60s, I was, in fact, very concerned about the civil rights movement. I was not an activist. I worked at an all-black swimming pool in the east side of Wilmington, Delaware. I was involved. I was involved in what they were thinking, what they were feeling. I was involved, but I was not out marching. I was not down in Selma.
Okay.
God. All right, wait a minute. I didn't know he debunked himself.
Who's the source? Let us you.
I thought others debunked him.
But nobody.
I didn't know he did.
Golly.
He just
you know what is amazing
what
to
was
me?
And
you see this from a lot of the politicians now. You can present them with this evidence, and they just act like it didn't exist. Mm-hmm. They go, no.
Right.
Bubba, what if it had said, oh, shoot, and got it right?
Oh, shoot.
Here's the clip from MLK just this past Sunday.
I have two political heroes. My entire life, when I started off as a 22-year-old kid in the East Side of the Civil Rights Movement.
No.
Okay, buddy.
No, you weren't in the Civil Rights Movement. You just said you weren't. You were dogging yourself for saying you should have been more involved.
Well, now he was a lifeguard at a black swimming pool.
Well, that's true.
And hairy legs.
Yes.
And hairy legs. And look how far we've come. With Kajon, Kajon, Kajon.
Katanji Drown Jackson. Kajon, 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 Katanji Drown Jackson.
Oh, my Kajon, Kajon, Katanji Drown. I'm so sorry. Kajon,
Kajon. You know, if I was going to nominate a Supreme Court justice, say it was down to the last two, I think I'd go with the one with the easiest name. Yes. Because I would know I'd have to say it.
No question.
And I wouldn't want to get caught up in
no
it.
No question. You know?
I love how he feels like he nailed it the last time, so he went on.
I got it. Court justice.
And the person behind him going, nope, still
no,
didn't get it.
No, still didn't get it.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
We've got, I didn't know this, but the Miss Universe pageant. Was this past weekend.
You mean you didn't tune into it? Right?
I did not.
You didn't have it marked down?
No, I did not.
Always give us an update.
Yeah, I did not. I didn't watch that. I didn't watch wild card playoffs. I just realized, and I feel like that probably one of the reasons I'm in such a good mood today. But anyway, so the Miss Universe pageant, the big thing that everybody is talking about is that Miss USA, Bubba, actually came out somewhat dressed as the moon. As the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And she won, right? She won the whole thing?
Yeah. What category is this? We just dress like something.
I think this is when they introduce you for the very first time.
Okay.
Greg, I just don't know why I said that with so much confidence. I have no idea. But
it looks like Gene Simmons merged with NASA.
That's ridiculous. Adler says I'm not, does, by the way. Adler says I'm not right. What is this?
We're going to have to go back.
Is this replacing the swimsuit?
I'm so confused.
Yeah, we have to listen to what the narrator's saying. Okay. Can we play this?
So when they first come out, they just go through the whole roll call.
Right.
And they say who they are and where they're from. Well, the moon thing is like the special costume section of it.
No, they have a special costume.
There's a costume that says wear something that gives us something about your country. Is that what you're saying?
But yes. But to your point, when they introduce themselves, this is an example of them introducing themselves.
Okay,
and this is this went very viral. You're going to find out why.
France! What was that about?
Nobody knows why the France lady goes, France!
I'm from France!
So that's when they kind of introduce themselves. But then they have these like, all kinds of different things.
Let's see the moon again.
Yeah,
let's
here see. Is...
We'll listen to the announcer. Here's,
all right, so let's listen to what he's saying.
USA! When Americans stepped on the moon in 1969, it was one small step for man. Today, women are more involved as leaders in returning the U.S. to the moon. This delegate is representing NASA's Johnson Space Center in her hometown of Houston. Pretty soon, she'll be on the moon, USA.
I wish that was you announcing, Greg. Yeah. Of course, with that outfit, she almost showed us the moon.
And there it is.
The moon is right.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't see that.
Hey, it's a family show.
Quick, throw the angel edit on there.
I have to say, I would never have been able to see it. Vid Angel would have taken Miss USA off the TV.
So the moon does have a crack in it.
I didn't know that.
Who emailed that to you?
Nobody. That's too quick.
Nobody long sleeves.
I also didn't know women were leading us back into space.
I did.
What in the world?
They had them ugly chicks on that one thing we watched that time.
Greg,
no. They were ugly. No, ugly chicks.
They were smart,
Greg.
Not ugly.
Adler, I don't want to put you up, but at some point before we leave this segment, I need France again. But just
France! So...
Bubba, in the world.
Women are now taking us back to the moon?
Yes.
Well, and then she turns around and shows us her butt.
And didn't he claim Rick, she was going to the moon?
It's kind of a crazy concept. But, I mean, what she's saying is men went before Artemis, which is the female sister of Apollo, if you follow Greek mythology.
I don't.
Is now the name of our project that's going back to the moon, and we're going to put the first female on the moon, too.
I will never get there on time.
All right.
No. Oh, that's good.
No.
That is solid.
Hey, let me tell you, whatever our timeline is, throw it out the window. How many times we had to stop the countdown?
We'll be late. We're going
to
be late.
Do you think they'll be able to decide where to land?
No.
Don't put it down there. Not there. You can do better parking than that. There's a better spot. Don't make us walk so far. I like this crater over here.
This crater.
Is that France?
The healer monster call.
Yes. Look, you can hear like kind of normal women.
You know the goat that everybody was editing in Taylor Swift songs.
That's yes, what it sounds yes, like. Yes,
it
yes,
does. Yes. Oh, yeah. It does.
Yeah, it's the screaming goat, Bubba. You're right.
Y'all, I'm sorry. This is just so silly. The Miss USA can barely even walk. She can't walk in it.
It's ridiculous. Well, she's leading us back.
Please welcome the new sponsor of NASA, Gene Simmons.
That's funny.
Wow.
But let me tell you something. Let me tell you what's so sad about this. This is the inconsistency of the world right now. On one hand, it's supposed to be elevating women. On the other hand, she turns around and shows her by her rear end, and then the women just whoop right back down again. I mean, is this supposed to be some honoring women wearing something this ridiculous? But I'm telling you, I didn't know women were getting us back to the moon.
Well, the ones that we saw getting us back don't look like that.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
I've heard
of the dark side of the moon, but that's ridiculous.
So if you were going to cast Wonder Woman 2, might pick her. Maybe. You wouldn't pick the ones that are actually getting us to the moon.
No. Russia and Ukraine had kind of jabs at each other in this time.
Yeah, let's see that.
Oh, yeah.
So here's the Russia.
Russia.
Nobody's clapping.
This national costume celebrates Russia's royal era and features a velvet dress decorated with precious stones and pearls, plus a crown of the Russian Empire. The look was created in collaboration with the Hermitage State Museum in St. Petersburg.
Thank you.
This look stays loyal to times that were royal in Russia.
Stays loyal, all that. And here comes Ukraine, and
Ukraine.
It's crazy.
This Warrior of Light costume symbolizes Ukraine's fight for freedom. The Warrior of Light protects her country, like Archangel Michael, who is a guardian of soldiers and considered to be the patron of Kyiv, the capital city.
Thank you.
This Warrior of Light will help in their fight, Ukraine.
Oh, wow. The announcer's so incredibly afraid.
Yeah. So uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
I'm worried for the Russian contestant with Ukraine having that sword.
Yes.
You might get backstage.
Yeah. And if you're trying to do a little PR on Russia, should your theme be empire?
How about the wings moving out on that?
I'm just glad her butt wasn't hanging out.
All right.
Crazy. I'm sorry, but
so sad.
I'm sorry. She's the moon, and she's mooning us. That's funny.
Yeah. Crazy.
How did she get the wings? Was that remote control, or did she do it?
It's actuated.
Yes, it was.
But who cut them on? Is it on the sword? Is that what the sword is? Is it a remote control?
You know what?
I wish somebody had asked Miss France.
Yeah.
What she thinks about
wings.
I missed it live.
God love her. I mean, did nobody say let's work on how to say France a couple times?
As she tried to be real loud and didn't go well.
Oh, yeah, she pulled a Howard Dean. You remember that?
Yeah.
God love her. Did we not run through it a couple times? Did she just get overexcited?
There was a lot of noise. Nervous. A lot of noise, and she tried to overcompensate.
Was she nervous?
You know, she's like,
nervous.
Oh, my goodness.
What about when you sat back down by your friends that went on the trip with you? How do you think that went? Well, you were loud.
You were
definitely.
You were excited.
A lot of energy. A lot of energy.
Yeah. Good night.
At least you had pants on.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
All right, so a couple things you need to know. Rick and Bubba University, the podcast, now out. It released over the weekend. Jennifer Kreitner will be with us from Unclaimed Baggage. A fantastic story if you haven't heard it. Also, if you don't know what happens to all the unclaimed baggage, we have the answer. Catch Rick and Bubba University, the podcast. Also, Rick and Bubba and Buffalo Wild Wings teaming up for another charity charge today at all participating locations. 10% of all food sales today go to the Bronner Burgess Memorial Fund. And the Man Church Conference is sold out for the end of February in Oxford. All those are updates. Join me in welcoming back Bill Bubba Bussett.
Rick, glad to be here. Happy MLK to you. I hope you are having a day off and doing something positive.
Yeah, yeah. So Martin Luther King Jr. recognized today, and many of you do have the day off, as Bubba said. Enjoy it. So,
Rick, there was a word I was going to ask you about. I can't remember what
it was. No, well,
it slipped my mind.
Well, you watched, once again, the Vikings carried out, you know, they once again.
I'm not a betting man, but I hate to have all this foresight and knowledge into their activities and not make some money on it.
They snatch defeat.
I may need to find a bookie or something.
Right out of the hands of victory once again. So we want to finish Miss Universe, and it has brought us so much gold today. This is the world that we live in. We are living in the weirdest. I know there's been rough times throughout history, some really bad ones, some highs, some lows.
But we're in weird times
now.
I don't
know that there's been a weirder one, okay? Yeah. So I want you to realize what we're about to hear is the person who now owns Miss Universe is a trans woman, meaning he's a biological man.
Yes.
Listen to his voice and listen to what he says, and this will be another marker that are the weirdest times that have ever existed. Here we go.
The Miss Universe organization from now on is going to be ran by women, owned by trans women, for all women.
Here's a man.
For all women really around the world to celebrate the power of feminism.
So we have a man. Wow. We have a man.
Is it an Asian man?
Yeah.
Thai business tycoon.
Okay. We have a biological man dressed in drag who says that he decides he wants to be a woman. He now says, and this is the part that women, I hope, start waking up on this. We've already talked about the damaging effects on sport. But this is a biological man who says he understands feminism. And he wants you to know that he's taken over the Miss Universe pageant, but because he portrays himself as a woman, now women are running the Miss USA pageant, even though he's a man.
Unreal.
Now you go find me an era that's weirder than that. Yeah. You may find some that are as dark and darker, even though we're getting darker, but you won't find weirder than what we're doing right now.
That's beyond weird.
I mean, it's...
That's I can't say this person's name. It's like...
Don't even try it.
Chakra, and something.
Well, let me ask you this:
asked Miss France how to pronounce it. She just went
with all the hardware and changes that particular person has been through or attempting to go through.
Hello there, Mr. Bussey.
We got to do something with that voice.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
yeah, that's great. That's Chakra Judatip.
That's what the old Adam's apple does for you. Sometimes.
Yeah.
They had that trimmed off. They trimmed that down.
Correct. Correct.
You gotta bring that voice up.
This is what it sounds like. I just want all the women out there to know that I understand feminism. We're running this pageant now. I'm running it for women everywhere. How do you think about my heels?
Vicky Nadmeyer's there?
He's there for some reason. I don't know why.
There's only so many voices that you can do.
Yeah, I don't have enough of them.
And you throw them in when you think they're appropriate.
Well, I would have tried to sound more like this guy, but then we'd be canceled.
Please don't.
Yeah, that's also a weird time we're living in when we decide suddenly that doing impressions that some cannot be done. Others are fine.
This person bought the Miss Universe organization for $20 million last October.
And with that came Miss USA pageant.
Okay.
Can I tell you?
That's why there's controversy.
Women are running it now in a road tax.
This whole thing was rigged.
For this thing to be broadcast around the world and as big a deal as it looks like it is, $20 million seems like a low price for it.
Well, it ran on Roku.
That's who had the rights.
Oh, is that man?
Yeah.
From now on, it's going to be ran by women.
Women.
Okay. Led by women. rhymes with.
Then now it's going to be.
Yeah,
that's good, Bubba.
It hit me a little too quicker than it needed to.
I have one that would slay right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
But I don't know this one.
Times of the day.
Please let us know.
No meetings today, Rick. Right. We ain't got time for it.
Hey, it's a dandy.
Oh, I bet you it
but
is.
But it's fine. It's not worth it. So,
Weeman.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. 38-year-old Rick, they'll okay. be rolling right now. 58-year-old Rick won't do it.
No. That's great.
Wisdom, a little wisdom. A little gray in the beard.
That's sure. good. Yeah. That's good.
Makes a difference.
No Steve Harvey, but still controversy, huh?
For all we
How glad is he that he's not in this?
To celebrate the power of feminism.
Adler, you just keep giving
I'm going to keep
if
saying
I could have
this,
that in France. But,
I'm going to keep saying this, and I understand that even David Chappelle went down this road. Now, he doesn't care what you think about how he says it.
No.
Okay, but the greater point he's making, I hope women become all the wiser. You're living in a time where now biological men think that they can be a woman better than you can.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's exactly it. Yep.
Just so you know that.
Rick, we were worried about men holding women back. Now men have become women.
Correct.
So they're not only are holding you back, they're replacing
you. They're replacing
you.
Mm-hmm. In athletics, they're going to take all your athletics.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's just a matter of time.
Yeah. That's exactly right, Miss France.
It sounds worse every time.
It does.
Yeah, I start thinking in my mind that I can't be that bad. Then I hear it, and
like
I realize
it's worse than I thought.
It's actually worse than I thought.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to stay with this theme of things that don't make a lot of sense, we have a couple other sound bites coming that we haven't got to yet with our VP and AOC, and are precious. We may need our own segment for that.
Okay, all right. Well, what we'll do is we'll go to break a little bit early, not a lot early, but maybe.
Or do you want to do AOC? We got time for AOC here.
Right? All right, so y'all.
Yes, you do.
Do y'all? I didn't know that the museum go round from Mr. Rogers is here.
Yeah. It's always spooked me too.
I got something to say about the oven.
That's it. Whoa. You've got it. What was that character's name?
We talked ugly about, little thing.
It's a female.
Yeah, ugly.
We've talked about it on the show before.
Scary. And we never.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
And by the way, it was based off of like a family member of his.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and
I'm ugly.
It's the museum go round woman.
Yeah,
that's who he sounds like.
Man,
I never liked her.
Freaks me out as a
well.
Kid.
None of his puppets. The mouse moves.
Remember, look, I got to tell you, Mr. Rogers' neighborhood was a terrorizing ride.
Yeah. What about King Friday and all that? And none of them's mouth moves.
Real scary.
Horrifying.
Here's AOC, and she wants us to follow and justify wanting to ban gas stoves but still using one.
Correct.
Is this where she gets on her couch and gives us some video?
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk to the camera.
Okay. Mm.
I do think it's funny, the, like, absolute utter Republican meltdown where they're like, you can take my gas stove or my cold, dead hands. Or how dare you talk about gas stoves? You have a gas stove. First of all, I rent, period. Second of all,
it
doesn't even matter because by that logic, these are the same people who would have said we should have never gotten rid of leaded gasoline just because someone may have driven a gasoline car. Mm-mm. Science evolves and gives us new knowledge with time.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, talking down to us.
No.
Wow.
Look at Bubba's face right now. Don't please look at that.
I wish you wouldn't have played that.
He's about to get mad. Look at him.
I don't know. It's kind of sick to watch ignorant people talk about things and enjoy it so much.
Well, we've done 29 years at it. No, but I know what you mean. No, because what she's saying makes no sense. No, you don't understand the point that if you tell us that something's bad and bad for our health and dangerous, we would like to see you stop using it when other options are available.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That your analogy is not true, because if I really thought it was the end of time, I would stop using the product that's going to bring the end of time.
Mm-hmm.
And we see this with the man-made global climate change all over the inconsistencies are outrageous, if it's as dangerous as you say.
This all goes back to the lady the other day that came to the microphone and she let the cat out of the bag. She says a third of the greenhouse gases come from gas stoves. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Or that's what they believe
they
it's
believe,
all
yeah,
about.
Yeah.
And some people have been speaking out about it. I don't know if you've seen that or not.
Yeah, AOC added this.
Unbelievable. It was worse again, Greg. It was worse than I thought again. But when I see – I love how Adler will label the different videos.
And here's one called Fat Guy Drinks Beer While Shredding Guitar. So, Adler, do you have any background on this particular video, who's about to shred?
Yes. This is in Nashville, Tennessee, from what I understand, at a place at a honky-tonk called Tootsie's.
Ah.
Greg, have you...
That's famous.
Okay, so I figured you know about it. But this is Michael Chili Dog Castleberry.
Okay.
So if a guy goes by the name Chili Dog,
yeah,
he's probably pretty cool.
Oh, Bubba, look here. Look at Chili Dog.
So Chili Dog's about to shred a guitar while chugging a beer, and then he's going to use the beer as the slide on the guitar.
Of course. We've seen that before. Look at Chili Dog. Greg
could be smiling. Right.
How about Chili Dog?
Nice shot. He's
love it.
Opening it.
Wow. How about Chili Dog?
Chili Dog.
Chili Dog.
Well, that's quite a trick.
Greg, we've seen that. Somebody used that as a slide.
Yeah,
we saw that back in the day. We were
Bad to the bone.
Bad to the bone, yeah.
Wish I could play guitar.
Yeah. Well,
look at Chili Dog.
It goes back to so many things in life, and some of them I've tried to adjust because they matter. But there's so many things that at one time that I had to say the following. I would desire to do that. I'm just not willing to do what it would take in order for me to be able to do it.
That's it.
Yeah, you know. And then there's things I'm willing to.
Yeah.
But some of you just, you know, I know what it would take to get me there, and I'm not willing to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And there it is.
Chili Dog will be able to do that from the looks of his body at least into his late 20s.
Yeah, it must not be very healthy.
No, not at all.
But think about how many sets he plays.
Quick. Get him some Field of Greens. All right, so he can mix it with
that. That was impressive.
Because of the state of the country, do y'all find yourself – you've always tried to be, you know, observant of things around you. You try to teach your kids to do that and your wife. But have you ever found yourself looking around a little bit more now?
I'm in public, 100%.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's some crazies out there. I mean, I'm talking about crazy. In traffic, too. I mean, but – In a big public store or something, even in a restaurant, you're looking around going, all right, who's in here?
Well, no doubt.
Did y'all hear the Apple store at the Summit got hit by a gang of
smash and grab? Bubba told me that. Yeah, a smash and grab in Birmingham at the Apple store, did you say?
Yep. Yep.
And when? Middle of the day?
Yeah.
So. I saw a video, too, where someone was in a department store and was just loading up the bag like he was Santa Claus, all right? Throws it over his shoulder and somebody's videoing. Walks out, the double doors open up, and the cops are just waiting on him. They're just sitting there waiting on him like, here we are. Yeah. You know, I mean, what did you think was going to happen? And then he drops and acts like it's not his. But that's the big thing, too, is I'm just going to go in a store with a mask on, and I'm just going to load my bag up and walk out.
Well, now, you remember, Greg, and we were taught this when, you were playing a little ball, keep your head on the swivel.
Yeah.
I, that's what I do now.
Yeah.
I mean,
looking for the crackback.
You better be. I remember that happened to me one time when I was a little youngster and thrown into a varsity game as a sophomore, and I forgot to put my head on the swivel around a punt, and I was kind of bouncing around the pile a little bit, and somebody knocked me underneath the bench. I mean, you know, you've been hit hard and knocked a long way when suddenly like the sports drinks are spilling on you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like
you're out of bounds.
I think I was in the air for a while. I don't think that was completely on the ground. You know,
get the clicker on that.
But you know, the coaches of that day, they're watching on film. Hey, 75, get your head on a swivel. That's all was said.
Yeah.
None. Are you okay? Whatever. Hey, let's stop by getting your head on a swivel. Look around.
Good night.
I think you got to live your life like that now.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you really do. Yeah. Thanks for being with us. 866 We Be Big. The number time may be wrapping up for most of you. If it is, you know, we'll catch you on another Rick and Bubba show, Lord willing, tomorrow. If you'd like to get Rick and Bubba content on your own time, that's simple. There's all kinds of archive options, and you can find those by going to Rick and Bubba, spell out the word and.com. Thanks for being with us.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Hey, it's Rick and Bubba. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Tomorrow, a brand new Rick and Bubba show.
Rick will be back here. A lot of things going on. We'll get you up to date with everything you need to know about and have a lot of fun while we do it.
All tomorrow on the Rick and Bubba show.
Thanks for listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
To catch the entire show and for all things Rick and Bubba, go to rickandbubba.com, spell out AIM.
Lord willing, we will catch you on the next edition of the Rick and Bubba Show.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.